Yeah, I heard somebody say how cold it was today. What are you nuts? It's not cold.
You could. I walked out this morning and sat out on the front porch, but you could actually see your breath.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
It's that fall weather. I
crisp
love it.
Weather.
It is very, it's really, really nice.
Here's what's interesting about the change. One of the things interesting about the change of season or change of weather. Women, there's an unwritten, they're born with this understanding that it's not really written anywhere. It's just sort of it's in their genes. It's like in their makeup that when a day like today comes along and the temperature drops, they all know to change their wardrobe.
Oh,
I went in First Community today and five women had boots on. And by the way, I love that look of skirt and boots. That's mm-hmm. a great look, unless you're really fat. If you're fat, don't wear boots.
Don't wear
and
what?
Skirt.
Boots?
Boots and skirt.
You're because, not allowed to wear boots
no,
when you're fat?
No, you can wear the boots, but wear pants or something. Because that leg that shows between the skirt and the boot is huge, and it looks like a big telephone pole, and it's not a good look. So don't, if you're really fat, don't wear boots. But if you're not, that's a really good look, that boots and skirt thing.
I think if a woman's really fat, the calves are pretty big, and they have a
if
hard
time.
If
she's really fat, they're actually cows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how big they are.
They have a hard time fitting the boots, depending on how high they are over those cows or the calves.
Well, they make fat person boots.
They do. They make them wider, but they're tougher to find, I think.
And I don't have a problem with fat people. I'm just saying, like, I'm fat, and certain things look horrible on me, like a...
You would wear a dress and boots.
No, I wouldn't, because it would look terrible on me. But in First Community, there were four or five women, and they had two work there, and two were at the teller's windows. And I'm not kidding. It's like they all knew today, oh, what's the temperature? Let me get my boots out.
They've been waiting.
So they had their boots on.
But isn't
they come in here, and what's her name? Lorelei, who works here, has her boots on.
Lorelei?
Lorelei Ryan. She has her boots on. And I just thought, well, what is that? What is that deal?
But I don't know when everything changes over for fall or whatever.
Oh,
but,
they do.
But I know.
They know what purse has to come out today. They went and got a different purse today.
But there's a certain date. I think it's Easter, right?
Yes, Easter is for now you can wear white.
White pants and certain shoes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Okay.
If you're a woman.
As long as we have that all straight.
But for the young men listening, thinking about getting married, let me tell you what else happens. They also try to inflict this on you. And you'll go to leave the house and they'll go, whoa, 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 you're not wearing that. And you'll say, why not? And they'll go, it's October.
It doesn't match.
So I left the house today. Now, you'll love this. We have to go to dinner tonight with some people, and I've never met these people. This could go well, or this could really go badly, because I don't know either one of them. It's a friend of hers and his wife. She knows the guy and sort of knows the wife, and I don't know either one of them. No, I don't know either one of them. Now, I got ready to leave today, and she says, you're not wearing that shirt, are you?
Oh, because you had to wear here what you're wearing tonight. You're going right to...
Well, we've changed that.
Oh.
I'm going to go pick her up. We have just enough time to pick her up. And so when I left, she had set out for me the shirt I am to wear and change into when I come home.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm not to wear this shirt to go to dinner.
Uh-oh.
Now...
Why?
Because she's a woman.
What's wrong with that shirt?
She said that I needed a shirt with more brown in it if I was going to wear these pants and shoes. Women are weird. They're
more
just
brown.
Weird.
It'll make your eyes pop.
Let me ask you, have you ever been anywhere and there's another guy? Like if you and Angela or Dan, if you and Sandy or any one of your five ex-wives, if you've ever been out with other couples, have you ever paid any attention to what the guy wore?
No.
Not
no,
really.
Of course not. In fact, an hour later, if you get back home, somebody said, hey, what was that guy wearing tonight? I, don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, any guy that works in this building.
I just saw some. I couldn't tell you what they're wearing.
They could wear the same clothes every day for a month, and I wouldn't.
Just described John Hadley.
Well, yeah. I would not know.
Now, I do have.
Pick up on that.
There is a sameness to the way that I dress. I do wear the same stuff. And I don't mean like the same shirt for 2 weeks, but they all look the same. I like Under Armour.
The same style.
The same type of style. And they're comfortable. Yeah. I like Under Armour golf shirts and t-shirts.
Yeah.
I like...
Well, I wear the same jacket in here every day.
Yeah, you do. No, you do.
40 degrees.
You do.
But,
I do, too.
And I like comfortable pants. I'm not interested in tight-fitting jeans or something. I just like comfortable old man pants.
I can't wear them because of my bulge, so...
I will tell you what I would wear every day. No, we heard it. I'll tell you what I'd wear every day if I could, and I'm not kidding. Overalls. Have you ever worn a pair of overalls?
Never.
Get a pair.
I have one time. And
get a pair and wear them at home.
I don't like them that much. I know you.
It's
I know.
Denim, though. I don't wear any denim at home.
Really?
I don't wear.
My wife hates denim, and I love denim.
Oh, I love denim.
I have those Jay Leno blue shirts. She hates them. You know the shirts Jay Leno always wears?
Yeah.
I have comfortable clothes at home.
Mine are comfortable. My denim shirts are coming.
Oh, see, I don't like the feeling of denim.
I felt
when I'm lounging.
I felt too open. It's just like there was too. I don't know.
Open.
And the overalls. The overalls were just too.
They are. They are open. But I bought a pair as a joke.
I remember that.
I remember the day.
Should I tell them the story?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. I can tell you the story because our former boss is not here anymore.
And this was one of the first times that we actually. Did something like that here, wasn't it?
Yes. We had a photo session.
Oh, my.
In fact, it was videotape. It was a TV crew.
Well, it was that, too, but there was also a dress code memo.
That came out.
Oh, yeah.
A dress code memo.
That's it. Yes.
That's what it was for.
Okay. Listen to this, folks. You'll love this.
That's another story with the video and the.
The overalls were for the dress code, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, like 10 years ago or 12 years ago, they issued a dress code here. This is a true story. They issued a dress code here, and it said one of the things included was no denim.
Yes.
Yeah. Men should wear khaki, by the way, slacks, ridiculous. Collared shirt.
Yeah. Collared shirts, no denim, no shorts. A couple other things in there. No flip-flops, no open-toed shoes for men, blah, 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 blah.
Again, you're just grabbing John Hadley.
Yeah, I know.
So when I read it, I thought, well, this is ridiculous. No denim. I went to Walmart that night, and I bought a pair of, and when I say overalls, I mean hee-haw junior samples.
Yes, they were.
Straw in the teeth.
Not the stylish overalls, I mean the farmer's overalls
with the big old snaps on them and a bib. And that's how I came to work the next day in overalls, and it did not go well.
With a white T-shirt.
With a white T-shirt under it. It was not considered funny by anybody in management. They didn't laugh at it once. They thought it was disrespectful. It was.
At one point, walking down the hall, you put Billy Bob teeth in, too.
Yes, I added Billy Bob teeth to make it more effective. But what I learned from doing that just as a joke and as a way of saying, hey, this dress code's ridiculous, I've never worn anything as comfortable as overalls. Now, I don't know how many listeners we have that wear overalls. I'm sure there are a couple of farmers. Maybe Farmer Dave, I've never seen him wear them. He's a real farmer. But generally, older, kind of heavier farmers wear overalls. First of all, there are enough pockets you could put 8 sandwiches in your pockets, all of your money, your keys, your wife's keys, some tools.
Your cell phone.
You got all the room in the world. I mean, you're never without a pocket. There's pockets everywhere.
And then there's those buttons down by the your hips.
Yes.
What are those for?
I don't know, but I like
it. Is it like adjustments? So if you have some spillover, you can pop a couple of those.
Spillover.
But they got those big built-in suspender things and a bib, and it doesn't matter You could sit down and eat 80 pounds of food, and you get up, and your overalls still feel great. Because they've given you plenty of expansion.
Oh, right? Yeah. And you got those buttons. You can undo those buttons on the side.
Yeah, they're comfortable. They make you look like a hick or a guy who just came off the farm.
Hard to...
But if like at home, I would love to be able to just wear them around the house, but I'd never get away with it because you wait somebody comes to the door. What if somebody sees you in those? I mean, women are so caught up in how you look in certain things. Like tonight when we're going out tonight, she actually thinks she has to approve what I wear. Uh-huh. As if this guy who I've never met is going to walk away and go, well, Frank seemed like a pretty nice guy, but honey, did you see that shirt? It didn't go with that T-shirt.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
That didn't go in those shoes. That weren't exactly right for that belt he was wearing. Then I got to do that.
No.
They're weird. They're weird, but they all have a... It's like a sisterhood...
A fashion sisterhood.
Yeah, and I will tell you right now that because today is October 1st, your wife, you pay attention to this, or your girlfriend, notice what she starts wearing today. Today is they break out today some orange stuff with brown in it because it's pumpkin season. They have that in their wardrobe. They'll get a different purse today. They'll get the boots out today. And they'll probably have... a scarf. That's the other thing. They have their scarves kind of all laid out. This scarf goes with that deal. And what's the point of a scarf? What is the point?
It's an accessory.
It's just decoration.
Isn't it?
It's decoration.
It's called an accessory.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. We start with Eon the Peon. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. Let me get my phone out here because I have my...
I'm surprised it's October 1st. You didn't come in today with like a rust or brown colored jacket.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
It's fall, man. Come on.
I left my pumpkin spice jacket at home.
Okay.
My notes here on my... I text myself. That's how I make notes to myself. I don't have a recorder, but that's the next best thing, I think. It's just a...
Don't you have a notepad built in? I do.
I do, but I find texting yourself works easier.
Fine. It almost sounds
how the heck do you text yourself?
You text your phone number.
Oh. You can do that?
Yeah, and then it sends you a message right back with what you texted.
I know that.
Yeah, that's how I... okay, and the first thing. So,
Can you text yourself as somebody else? Like, if you wanted to make Angela jealous, could you leave your phone out and have her see a text message that says, Peon, thanks for last night. I can't wait till you leave your wife.
I don't think... Well, I don't know. I'll have to delve into the phone and see if I can change own contact. I never remember my dreams at night. But for some reason today, as soon as I woke up, I remembered... Because there's sometimes, too, when you wake up and the part of the dream is the freshest that just happened, you know, it seems like...
it leaves you quickly.
And it leaves you quickly, yeah, so I...
Or quickly.
Yeah. So my dream last night, I was back in high school.
Did you have nocturnal emission?
No. No, I haven't, no.
Yeah, I never had that in my life, ever.
What's that?
Let's deviate for a minute.
A nocturnal
wet dream.
Oh, you really
some
never
young,
have?
No. Some young boys have pleasure in their sleep.
I did at 13.
Oh,
I've
sure.
Never, I never
yeah,
had
no,
that.
Those, yeah.
Never had it.
Those are the best.
I didn't know what the heck happened.
You're like, really whoa, didn't. Whoa, whoa, this is becoming real life.
I didn't know what the heck happened.
Wow, what a realistic dream.
Yeah.
So last night my dream was I was back in high school and I was a senior because the part of the dream that I remember I got all my information, my locker number, things like that.
So it's the beginning of your senior year.
Beginning of senior year, yeah.
Did you look like in your dream? Did you look like you do now?
You don't see yourself.
No.
You know what's weird? You never see your own face.
Yeah,
no.
You know what? You're right.
So I assumed it was me as a senior, but
because
not
it's
me
you
now.
Looking out like what you would see. But you know, if you see your own face, I read somewhere that's a dangerous thing. Hang on, I gotta stop my phone. Okay, go
you
ahead.
Just texted yourself.
No.
So I was at my high school, DeSmet High School. I got my class schedule, my locker number, whatever. And remember, I was a senior because at our high school, the different years of classes had like their lockers were on different levels of the school, because I think we had, I don't know, three levels. So, but for some reason, and this is the only part of the dream I remember, some reason John Hadley was also a student at the school, but he, as his age right now, where he was... So I don't know what that means. That's all. That's the only part of the dream I can remember. The freshest, but yeah, I just remember seeing.
See, you were dreaming about John Hadley.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes, I did.
That had to be a nightmare.
To me, one of the absolute most interesting parts of my life is dreams. Because I am such a vivid dreamer, and I remember most of them.
You said that.
Oh, I love to dream, man. If I could sleep for 30 days straight, I would.
I remember so few of mine. It's I don't know what that means. What makes people retain that?
And do you dream about stuff that maybe relates to what happened that day? Like something that might have happened?
I don't. No.
I had a bunch of boxes that I brought over to the house, and I was going through them, and there was this... random lid for a pot in there, but it was a great big lid. And last night, I remember this dream that I was cooking something and I could not find a pot to fit that lid.
Wow.
And I don't have anything. And I'm like...
Directly related.
Yeah. And then I found this big pot and I thought, oh, the lid fits on this. This is perfect. I don't have to throw it away. I have no idea why. And that was it. I have no idea.
You folks who are listening, don't ever waste your money on a dream analyst. That's complete.
Oh,
that's
no.
complete BS.
Yeah.
Dream interpretation is complete BS.
Yeah.
The next thing I have, I saw, and we've mentioned this before. It seems like because he texts you now and then, and you say they are humorous occasionally. Martin Kilrod,
right? He's done, I think, two humorous ones.
Yeah, and and so we wonder why. He doesn't use that humor on his show.
On his show, yeah.
Yeah, he saves it for text to you. And right. Last night on Twitter, he had a funny line on Twitter. And it was, let me see if I can find it here. It's after the Cardinals, the Cardinals clinched their division last night.
Right.
They're division champs again. Right. He goes, this Cardinals game has been exciting, but I don't want us to lose focus on the big furniture store opening today. So I thought that was a pretty humorous line.
There. I don't think that's funny.
Well, it was for Martin.
Oh, for Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Martin, oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny, yeah.
And for some reason, you know, on Twitter, you have to choose a Twitter handle. You know what that is? Like
sort
a username almost. And so
is that the at somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently somebody had already taken Martin Kilcoin 1 because his Twitter handle is Martin Kilcoin 2. Somebody already took the first one, I guess. So he was reduced.
What kind of person would take?
I don't know.
Martin Kilcoin 1.
So, yeah, I just thought that was weird that he has Martin Kilcoin 2.
Hmm.
I mean, why else would he have the number 2 in his Twitter handle? Unless
it's to make people wonder and pay more attention to it, start thinking about who you are.
Yeah. So I couldn't figure that out. I just said, boy, he wasn't fast enough on Twitter to get Martin Kilcoin 1 on his own name.
So it's not my. It could be Martin Kilcoin also. Not or you're just
no, it's
the number
two.
Two.
It's Martin Kilcoin number 2.
Anything else?
Huh. No, that was it.
Dan, do you have anything?
No.
Let's close the bird sign. That nocturnal emission thing, that's a very, very common. I think I told you when I was about 11 or 12, my mother, who was very Protestant, over the top, beyond too strict, religious, and hypocritical, gave me a book. And all she said was, she said, here, read this. I got it from your Aunt Kate. She gave it to Joe when he was your age. Joe was her son.
Oh, boy.
I still remember the name of the book. The name of the book was, and you could probably Google, maybe, you know what, I should after this Google to see if the book still even exists or is in print. It was called, no, it won't be because it's dated and the way they explain things. It was called For Boys Only. That was the name of the book. And I remember a couple of things in there. And one of them was, it talked about that you might experience a pleasurable sensation by touching yourself or in your sleep. And by the time I read it, I already knew what they were talking about. Now, I'm sure there are guys that back in the old days, like that were my age, and they'd get a book like that when they were, let's say, 10 or 9. They hadn't yet experienced it or were aware they experienced it. So they're reading it wondering, wow, what is this? What are they talking? What is this pleasurable sensation? Well, I knew it by the time I read the book because I had experienced the sensation. But I didn't experience it at, I'm sorry to put it this way, but at my own hand or in my sleep. I experienced it on my grandmother's telephone antenna, TV antenna pole. I'm not kidding.
Oh, man.
I'm not kidding.
Of all the things for a young boy to discover himself
no,
on.
I was at my grandmother's house. I was 10 or 11 or something. And when you're at your grandmother's house, you're bored. You're bored out of your mind.
Sure.
Because your parents are in there talking to my dad's mom.
Right, about parent stuff.
It's boring.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I'm the only kid. What do? So I go out in the backyard, her little bitty, and it was your typical grandmother backyard, meaning there was nothing back there.
Oh, yes.
Except a clothesline. And what am I going to do with that? But she had a TV antenna. And all TV antennas were on a big pole. I mean, like a big mast. And it went up to above the roof of the house. Some of them were mounted on the roof, and some were mounted on the ground behind the house. Hers was on the ground. The correct term is shinny, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah,
we always say you shimmy up the pole.
Yeah, you shinny.
It's when you put your both hands up on a pole, like a fireman's pole, and you pull up, and then you grab it with your knees.
Right.
And then you push up, and you reach up again, and you pull.
Easy, boy.
I'm getting excited talking about it. I was climbing up her antenna pole. And I got about, I don't know, not real high, like 10 feet or 11 feet, and this weird feeling, like blood had rushed from me. This
tingling sensation.
Tingling and like, ah. And I thought, man, that's a weird feeling. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what had happened. I had no idea. But I climbed. I must have climbed her antenna pole like 100 times.
Why are my soap operas all fuzzy again?
Why can't I pick up as the world
turns? Every time Frankie comes over, my reception goes to crap.
Keep away from that TV pole. But I couldn't wait when we went to her house. Right to the backyard. I want to climb that pole because I know a good feeling is coming.
Now, did you feel not resentment, but were you ashamed at all afterwards? No,
no, no, no. No.
That was only.
No, I've done anything wrong.
When he was a Boy Scout, he was the first one out to raise the flag on the pole. I love those poles.
That antenna pole seemed pretty violated. There might have been something wrong there.
I don't know about girls, what they discover or when they discover it. I don't think it's as common for them to discover pleasing themselves accidentally.
I don't know.
But.
Because you would think, I mean, I don't want to
get too delicate
crass here, but you think it would be easier for women.
I think when they go on horseback rides. I think that's why women like to ride horses. I do.
That it's back easier and forth to replicate something
I think they do. I think they would, especially going.
But
up
I do.
And down
I do.
On a,
and every an guy, will, every guy will relate to this. You're 12 or whatever, and you're in the bathtub or the shower, and you're soaping up. And I got to figure out how to do this. You're cleaning things.
Yeah. Cleaning parts and pieces?
And you're soaping up, and there's a positive reaction to the soaping.
Mm.
And it's a pleasurable sensation.
Whoa, hello!
And that's where I'll end it right there. But it scares you. It scares you. Because when something happens, you don't know if you've hurt yourself, but it felt good to hurt yourself. Have you done something bad? Have you done something sinful? Have you done something wrong? Was this about? It's scary. It's just scary. And you cannot go to your parents and go, especially your mother.
No.
You wouldn't even go to your dad and go, hey, I was in the shower and this happened. I touched myself and then I did this and I did this and then, you're not going to do that. Because you're afraid you've done something you weren't supposed to
do. And you don't want to go to any of your friends.
You just keep asking to go back to grandma's house.
Yeah.
You just take 6 showers a day. And you keep going to grandma's house to climb the pole. That's all. It's a strange. I'm telling you, man, I do not envy any kid, any guy who is 11, 12. I just don't. It's awkward. It's weird.
Well, now they, weird. But they have access to so many things now that I don't think it's the same.
And in the book for boys only, it said that sometimes you would be involved in what was called, it wasn't making out in this book. It was called something else. It was making out. And it said, sometimes when you're kissing a girl, you would have the urge to touch her. And
what?
You shouldn't. That is inappropriate.
Oh.
To touch her? Where?
And it said, and you will, as a young man, it said in the book, you will meet girls who might even encourage that. These girls are called, and it was in quotes in the book, easy.
Oh, my goodness.
And it said, when other guys in school say that they have, and again in quotes, made a girl, this implies they've had relations with her. This is almost always a lie. The guys do this to seem older, you know, like they know more. So don't believe it, it said in the book, when your friends say they've made a girl. And if there is a girl who, in fact, does encourage this behavior, you need to stay away from her. Because of potential diseases there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, that worked for me, buddy. Once I knew a girl like let you make out with her a lot.
Oh, heck yeah.
No, thank you. I'm staying away from you.
Who wants to do something that's easy?
Yeah.
Who wants to take the easy road?
Yeah. Ooh.
On Black Friday, head to Firestone Complete Auto Care for their early bird special. Get free tire installation until 10 a.m. with a 4-tire purchase. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
It's the holiday season.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center Holiday Sale.
Hooray!
Where all artificial Christmas trees are on sale.
Yay!
Choose from short, lifelike trees to trees up to 9 feet tall.
That's taller than my 8-foot ceiling.
And because they're artificial, there are no needles falling off the tree for you to, rake up off the floor.
So it won't end up being the Charlie Brown tree by Christmas Day, huh?
That's right. And, of course, once you purchase your lifelike artificial tree, that is on sale at Suburban Leisure Center. It's yours Christmas after Christmas after Christmas. You won't have to buy a new one every year, only to have to clean up after it and then put it out by the curb.
No mess. I like that.
But what would your new Christmas tree that you bought on sale at Suburban Leisure Center be without garlands and wreaths?
Pretty lonely.
That's why Suburban Leisure Center has garlands and wreaths to go along with that new tree you got from
Suburban Leisure Center, of course.
Right. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 140. 41. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Did you know Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Missouri offers a program that adds more value to the benefits you offer your employees and saves you money? Live Health Online gives your employees immediate access to a doctor through live video consults, making it fast and easy to get the care they need. And for employers like you, that equals extra savings with fewer visits to higher-priced facilities and healthier employees who spend less time out of work. Isn't it time your healthcare benefits actually saved you money? Call Anthem at 314-923-4635 to learn more.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone. Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesarstone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Half-price wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Oh, yeah, that music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Jessica Baker and her husband were planning on going to a friend's wedding earlier this year when her mother called and said she couldn't come over to watch the couple's kids. So Jessica didn't have a babysitter, and since kids weren't allowed at the wedding, she and her husband had to skip the wedding. That was earlier this year. And then this week, Jessica got an invoice in the mail saying they owed $75.90 for the cost of the two meals they didn't eat at the wedding they didn't go to, plus tax and a service charge. The bill said, quote, "This cost reflects the amount paid by bride and groom for meals that were RSVP'd for," unquote. Huh. Now, here's my question. Even if they went to the wedding and ate the food, or if they didn't go to the wedding and eat the food, you still have to pay for the food either way. And things do happen. Jessica says she is not going to pay the newlyweds. If I were her, I'd call the newlyweds and say, not only am I not paying you, I want my present back. In Russia, a woman accidentally mistook a can of polyurethane building foam for hair mousse. Ian, I forgot to mention this to you earlier. See if you can find this one online.
All right.
And put it up on our Facebook page. A woman who mistook a case of polyurethane building foam for hair mousse. She sprayed the whole can on her head. Didn't realize the mistake until she was done. The picture has her looking understandably upset in the local hospital waiting room before they had to come out and chisel this stuff off of her. The picture went viral in Russia this week. And I will say this, there must be a lot more to this story because there are twigs and leaves and other debris stuck in that building foam.
Yes,
on the top of her head. You have it?
It was fabulous, yeah.
We'll have it up on the AM and the PM Facebook page any minute now. And I'll put it up on harrisonline.com as well. All right, story number three, Asheville, Ohio. Josh Mogan and Ashley Bubo walked into a bank and handed the teller a stick-up note. They were given a bag of cash that got away. There was surveillance video, but the cops didn't have much else to go on until Josh and Ashley decided to share their ill-gotten gains with their Facebook friends. The tatted-up duo posted pictures of themselves smiling and hugging while flashing bundles of cash. There's one of Josh pretending to stick a bundle of $100 bills in his mouth and another one of him resting his head on a pillow of cash. Unfortunately, it wasn't just Josh and Ashley's friends who saw the pictures on Facebook, along with all the bragging captions. The cops used them to track down the couple. By the way, not Josh's first brush with the law. When they got him this time, he was in the middle of serving a 3-year parole for another bank robbery back in 2010. So now he's headed back to the slammer, and so is Ashley. Thanks to listeners Jeff Olson for the story from Tamaulipas, Mexico, where two people died in the crash of a car whose airbag had been replaced with bricks of cocaine. The passenger side airbag compartment was apparently being used to smuggle 55 pounds of cocaine. The driver's side airbag did deploy because there weren't any coke bags in there. When the federal police got there, they discovered 23 packages of coke from the car, and they took the two occupants of the car to the hospital, but they died of their injuries. And we finish in Centerline, Michigan, where a man stopped at a mobile station, put the nozzle into the gas tank, and turned on the pump. Then he noticed a spider.
Ew, a spider. This guy really, really doesn't like spiders.
And he saw it crawling along on his car near the gas tank, and he thought, well, I'll take care of that with my cigarette lighter. You do the math. Gas fumes plus fire equals problem. Surveillance video shows the flames quickly engulfing the man's car and the gas pump. Fortunately, he was not hurt. He grabbed a fire extinguisher nearby, put out the flames, while the gas station clerk, Susan Adams, hit the automatic stop button and quickly called the Centerline Fire Department. The guy's car was only damaged a little bit, but the fire destroyed the gas pump. Here's my favorite part of the story. The guy came back the next day in his slightly burnt car because he still needed gas. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, I have one story that I have set aside because it deserves a couple more minutes than your average knucklehead story. It's a story from Hermitage, Pennsylvania. We all have at some point in our life had an annoying neighbor. You know, the neighbor who decides 6 o'clock Saturday is when he's going to mow the lawn.
Yes.
Or the kids who are out there screaming and making noise and being annoying, or the dog that barks, or yep, whatever. Imagine living next to this guy in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. The neighbors are trying to take down spotlights he uses at all hours to protect his home from aliens. 78-year-old Arthur Brown shines the spotlights outside of his foil-wrapped house at all hours of the day and night because he's afraid of extraterrestrial attacks. Neighbor Nancy Raich says over the years he's become a real problem. He has a lot of issues fearing aliens. Raich hates the lights so much that she wants to sell her house and buy a condo somewhere else, but she can't get anyone interested in the property because of this idiot across the street. She says, who would buy my house? I've got a nice, decent house, garages, acreage, nice place to live, and I got this yahoo across the street who decides he wants to shine lights on me. I've had a couple of people come and look at my house, but they don't come back for a second look because of the damn lights. So she sued, and a judge ordered Arthur Brown to take down the lights earlier this year and said, I'm going to fine you $500 a day for every day you keep shining those spotlights. And Arthur said he's too afraid of the aliens and did not take down the lights. So far, he still has not complied. The tab is up to $20,000, which is driving Nancy crazy because she really would like to get out of there or maybe get him out of there. The city has now filed a petition to get an injunction to have Brown's lights removed, saying it's a violation of the city's zoning ordinance to have excess lighting that adversely affects neighboring properties. And Arthur says, I am not taking down my lights. I'm too afraid of an alien attack.
Wow. You know what? She should show her house during the day.
He has them on 24 hours a day.
Oh.
So they're going to see the spotlights,
yes,
no matter what. Here's my question for Arthur.
How would the aliens know where your house is if you turn the lights off?
That's perfect. Someone should tell him that. Like when Michael J. Fox visited George McFly in his sleep with his space uniform on.
Yes.
Someone should put some sort of uniform on and say,
put the headphones on in the beginning of that Van Halen song that he played.
Turn the lights off. We can't stand it.
I'm from the planet Vulcan.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. That's a very good idea.
On Black Friday, head to Firestone Complete Auto Care for their early bird special. Get free tire installation until 10 a.m. with a four-tire purchase. Whenever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. Anything that brings family together is a good thing. Our 77 years in St. Louis makes us feel like family. Edwards Carpet wishes all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Now on to business. We've just received notices from all the flooring manufacturers, and they're all raising prices across the board 3-10%. So come in and beat the increases and get 12 months interest-free financing. We have more than 90 products on sale. Carpet, wood, vinyl, and tile. Buy now and install now, or wait till after the first of the year, but you'll have locked in your sale price. And for the last time this year, Edwards will cover the tax. So last chance sale prices, 12 months interest-free financing, and Edwards will discount the amount of your tax. Sorry, but previous sales are excluded. Don't miss out. Sale ends at close Sunday after Thanksgiving. Small Business Saturday is Saturday, and we urge all of you to support your local small businesses and keep your money in St. Louis.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Stores.
If you're with the team applying the most pressure, you're with the winner. However, this is never true when purchasing an at-need or pre-need funeral. A funeral home or mortuary pressuring you is only trying to talk you into something you don't really want or need. This is never the case at CUTIS. Their trained personnel answers your questions and you make the decisions. If you ever find yourself at a funeral home or mortuary where you feel pressure, you're in the wrong place. CUTIS Funeral Home. Affordability with dignity for over 100 years.
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's American Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person's going to make in their life. Yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie. That's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie!
You'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
Kohl's stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Plus, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And that music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We start today. Well, we can't avoid it. We got to go back to the state of Florida, where a man returned home from a weekend trip with his wife and daughter and found a pair of his own pants on the floor of his bedroom, and he knew he had not left them there. Then he noticed that the door to the closet was open and some boxes were missing. Well, not just a couple of boxes, 183 boxes. And what was in them? Nickels. The boxes were full of rolls of nickels. 370,000 nickels. Do the math on that. It's worth $18,500. The guy was a nickel collector. Turned out that while he and his wife and his daughter were away, they had left their 18-year-old son at home. And guess what their son did? He threw a party, and dozens of people showed up. Not only did somebody at the party, or some people at the party, take the nickels, they also took two guns and some ammunition he kept in that same closet. Police don't have a lead on the thieves yet. Here's the great part of this story. Not that you should think about 370,000 nickels that were rolled and put in boxes and then stolen. But the press release the police issued, asking the public to be especially alert at places where somebody could go to redeem change, like at banks or grocery stores with coin counting machines. Imagine being at the Walmart Supercenter and somebody goes up to that coin machine. Excuse me, you're going to have to wait a while. I have 370,000 nickels I have to feed into this thing. While we're in Florida, let's get the story from Miami, where somebody spotted a woman passed out in her car, which was running. One of her breasts was exposed. Her skirt was hiked up over her waist. The passerby called the cops, and when Sergeant Ken Fricky showed up, knocked on the window,
The woman awakened and opened her purse to show her ID, and that's when the cop noticed two plastic bags, one that looked like it had marijuana in it, the other looked like it had cocaine in it. He then inspected it more closely. Not only pot and coke, but oxycodone and morphine and other drugs in there, as well as a pipe. He asked her, why do you have all the drugs? And she said, because my back hurts from being an adult dancer. Yeah, and apparently you've got a side hobby that involves your skirt hiked up and your breast exposed. He was arrested on multiple drug charges. In London, England, firefighters say rays from the sun refracted through a Nutella jar and caused a house fire. The jar did not have any of the hazelnut spread left in it, but that it had been put on a windowsill. And the sun poured through and refracted and ignited the blinds and burned most of the kitchen before the fire brigade showed up. According to a statement posted Tuesday by the brigade, the family was not home, but the blaze did kill their dog. Fire investigator Charlie Pugsley said, quote, it sounds far-fetched that a jar that used to contain Nutella and now had a few rubber bands inside could cause a severe house fire, but that is exactly what happened. And we'll finish today in Syracuse, New York, where the athletic department at Syracuse University had a ceremony in the Carrier Dome to honor two of its former stars, Roosevelt Bowie and Louis Orr. And they retired their jerseys, and everything went fine while they raised a banner to the rafters with their names on it. Then it came time to hand the guys their commemorative jerseys. Orr's was perfect. Bowie's, not so much. His name is spelled B-O-U-I-E. The jersey said B-O-W-I-E. Joe Giansante, who's the chief of communications for the athletic department, said the school deeply regretted the mistake and it had already begun the process of ordering a jersey with the correct name. Now, that's really not enough to get into the knuckleheads. It's the explanation that qualifies, as far as I'm concerned. Giansante said one employee was in charge of ordering the jersey and picking it up, and that no one else in the athletic department looked at it before the ceremony began. A reporter asked, why didn't somebody double-check on something as important as the name on the jersey of the person you're honoring? Giansante said the school hadn't anticipated that this was something that required fact-checking. Quote, it was not something that, how can I say it? It wasn't something that you think you'd need to look at beforehand. A lot of us were surprised, but it was just an honest human mistake. It was a Snickers commercial come to life. No word on which employee it was, but I'm guessing it was Jenkins. And those are your knuckleheads in the news today. Thanks, as always, to contributor Matt Burrows for some of our stories. If you see one worthy of inclusion here, email it to paul@harrisonline.com or tweet it to me @PaulHarrisShow.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River.